This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The price of a barrel of crude oil dipped below $90 in New York today. That is one of those psychological barriers traders like to talk about. And in point of fact, oil has been falling for a while now because, in a phrase, we've got plenty of it. And that, in turn, has put some key supplier countries in a tough position. Think OPEC. Also, think price war. Anyone? From Washington, Marketplace's Scott Tong gets us going.
Typically, when oil prices fall, there's a familiar chain of events. Drillers turn their eyes to Saudi Arabia, which cuts production and prices nudge back up. Not today. The Saudis indicate they're still pumping and selling at a discount, says Jamie Webster at IHS Energy.
And they cut those prices across the board, and in particular, they cut them very sharply for Asia.
Why the surprise? The world has changed. And in the words of a frequently cited Citibank report, there's a new Middle East as far as production, North America. Seth Kleinman co-wrote that report. He says North Dakota and Texas pump so much oil, U.S. imports have fallen by 3 million barrels per day.
You used to have a big home for OPEC oil on the U.S. Gulf Coast. The U.S. Gulf Coast is getting completely jammed now. So Asia is really all you've got left.
There's a fight for market share, and OPEC seems to be scrambling with everyone else. It could all push prices down even more, which is good for American drivers, but not so good for American drillers. Consultant Nansen Saleri, formerly of the Saudi National Oil Company, now heads Quantum Reservoir Impact. He says American oil is expensive to produce, so if crude falls from, say, 90 to 85, drillers close by will struggle.
Clearly, in the U.S. markets, what you would see is cutting back on investment, specifically on drilling and fracking.
In other words, a world awash in oil is already affecting the Saudis. The next domino to fall could be here. In Washington, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.